Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Tree sitters survive raid in demonstration forest. Activists assaulted in morning gate blockade. Maxan Pacific Lumber has begun clear-cutting in Class E marble murrelet habitat currently in Pacific Lumber's demonstration forest. Class E habitat is the highest classification of this endangered species habitat, meaning that it is known marble murrelet nesting area. Thursday night, two tree sitters ascended an ancient old-growth redwood named Moment in the demonstration forest. Friday, climber Eric, hired by Pacific Lumber Company and deputized by the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department, climbed up into Monument, removed all of the tree sitters' sleeping gear, water, food, etc., leaving them with nothing but their harnesses and rope. The tree sits were supplied that night, and a gate-blocking action was planned for Saturday morning. At that action, 13 people showed up to block the gates leading into the demonstration forest around 4 a.m., and soon afterward, workers from Pacific Lumber's subcontractors Lewis Logging Company began to show up. Several of the activists blocked the gate, and the first few trucks either drove off or just sat and waited, having conversations amongst themselves and with activists. All was peaceful until two men approached the gate, unlocked, and opened it, then began to physically assault many of the activists, grabbing some by the wrists, dragging some, and throwing several women to the ground. Some of the trucks began rolling through the gate, and activists stood in front of the trucks, although the drivers refused to stop, pushing the activists' bodies for several feet with their trucks. When one activist began writing down license plate numbers, he was attacked by one of the men. "I was just writing down license plate numbers, and this guy comes at me on public land, grabs me by the arm and head, takes me to the ground, and starts wrestling me for my address book. I nonviolently resisted and kept my book with the license numbers intact. I intend to press charges," said Shunka. Saturday morning's violence directly violates the new policy instituted by the settlement from the David Gypsy Chain wrongful death civil suit, which states that no Pacific Lumber employee is to touch any activist. They are to call law enforcement and not take matters into their own hands, as the Pacific Lumber Lewis logging crew did that morning. This story written by Shunka of North Coast Earth First. Santa Clarita protester goes out on a limb to save an ancient oak. Perched about 40 feet up a broad oak that's about twice the age of the nation, John Quickly has become an environmental phenomenon after 2 weeks of sylvan squatting in the outskirts of Santa Clarita in Southern California. The county is forcing the developer to tear out the 400-year-old tree to accommodate widening of a canyon road for new subdivisions that have spread across the area. Quigley is a 42-year-old Pacific Palisades resident who, in 1995, squatted in a tree in British Columbia. Hopefully, what it does is to inspire people around here to get involved earlier in the process so this kind of thing doesn't happen again, Quigley said from his perch beside Pico Canyon Road. "This is something we should be valuing and is not being valued by the county or the developers. It's just something in the way." Mothers with babies, construction workers, hordes of media, and various suburbanites have flocked to the site where Quigley sat last Friday atop a platform the size of a door, holding off sheriff's deputies, firefighters, and a crisis negotiator. A troop of Native Americans arrived later on Friday night to claim the site to be an ancient burial ground. They performed a ceremony and songs for any spirits in the area. Quigley said he wouldn't offer any resistance, but he wasn't going to make the arrest any easier for officers. "If they send deputies up, I'll make sure I'm attached to the tree in such a way that they'll have to take some serious efforts to get me out," he vowed. Recent TV coverage suggests that the sheriffs will soon move in and arrest John Quigley. This story written by Carol Chambers, Jeffrey Mohan, and Richard Fawcett of the LA Times, and John Johnson of the Changelings Progressive newspaper. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come on,